is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you have to join us today here on UCB Ireland as we continue our series on In His Presence. Glory to God, because I don't know what your problem is. The answer is found in His presence. I'd like us to start by looking at Psalm 46 and verse 10. And it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the nations, I'll be exalted in the earth." Yesterday we finished by looking at 1 Kings 19. God wasn't in the fire, God wasn't in the earthquake, God wasn't in the wind. And after all of those things, a still small voice. You know, God will speak to us in the quietness. And here the psalm admonishes us to be still and know that He is God. Because we're probably the most distracted generation that has ever lived. You know, you can't even go for a drive now without phone calls, and you got emails, and you got so many avenues that are coming at you, and you don't even have just one form of text. You got WhatsApp, you got all these other Telegram and all these other mediums by which, and then you got billboards, and you got radio, and you got TV, and you got social media. So we have so many messages coming at us, and this is why it's even more important for us to learn to be still. Because some of you, even when you're in bed at night, you're just scrolling and scrolling for hours. You're just so distracted. And the Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." If we want to live in His presence, we must take time to become still before the Lord. If you want to live in His presence, you must take time in His presence. And to take time in His presence, you must learn to become still. Still in your mind. Because like I said, we can be so wound up and so distracted, just coming and going all the time. And so this is why quietness is important. Because so many of us are just too busy and too distracted to spend time waiting in God's presence. And Exodus chapter 33 and verse 6 talks about how the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments at Mount Horeb. And I believe God is revealing an end times church that will leave its ornaments behind. A church that will forsake sin and lifeless and irrelevant traditions and rituals. An ornament is defined as a thing used or serving to make something look more attractive, but usually having no practical purpose. In Hebrew, the word is adi, which means trappings, finery, an outfit, excellent, ornament. Think of special outfits, something proud of. And what God was saying, church, it's time to go back to basics. Because the pathway to His glory is always through His presence. But we may need to leave some things behind us if we want to walk in His presence, whether that's pride or lust or suspicion or fear or ambition. God is calling us to leave these things behind us. God is calling us to grow up before we go up. Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 23. "But this people has a defiant and rebellious heart. They have revolted and departed. They do not say in their heart, 'Let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain, both the former and the latter, in its season. He reserves for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned these things away, and your sins have withheld good from you.'" And this is the reality. Some of us have missed out on heaven-sent help, God-given blessings and opportunities, simply because of our insensitivity to His presence in our lives. You see, His presence is not a feeling or an emotion. We believe that He is truly with us because His word has promised us in Matthew 18 and verse 20, "Where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of us." And so I've already dealt with the first point, that pride has no place in His presence. I'd like us to turn to Acts chapter 20 and verse 17. "From Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, 'You know, from the first day that I came to Asia, in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. How I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, see, I go bound in the Spirit to Jerusalem, and not knowing the things that will happen to me there, except that the Holy Spirit testifies in every city, saying that chains and tribulations await me. But none of these things move me, Nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Paul said, none of these things move me. Nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. So Paul wasn't interested in talking about himself. He wanted to proclaim the gospel of Christ. You see, it's not about you. Paul always spoke about Christ, not of himself. And may we also walk in that same spirit of humility, because pride has no place in God's people. And certainly, pride has no place in his presence. And Philippians 1:21, Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And we see here this laser focus that Paul maintained to the very end. Paul lived for God's presence. That was his attitude. You know, I'm living for God's presence, and when I die, I'm simply going to be in his presence. He was so surrendered to God's purpose that he didn't care where he was once he was in God's will. He honestly didn't care whether he lived or he died. He just wanted to honor Christ. He wanted to know Christ, and he wanted to be in the presence of Christ. That was the first point, that pride is no place. So if we want to walk in his presence, firstly, pride is no place. Secondly, fear has no hold. You see, we're living in a time where there's a literal epidemic of fear. We look at the world and we see the terrible persecution of Christians in places like North Korea and China, Eritrea. We see terrorism, global terrorism. We see gangland violence, disease, environmental, economic concerns. People are afraid and they're uncertain. And Luke 21:26, the Bible acknowledges these times when it says men's hearts failing them from fear of those things that are coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. So, you know, the Bible acknowledged days just like these. Psalm 46 verse 1 and 2 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. And so this is the beautiful thing, is that in his presence, fear loses its grip over our hearts. So God is a very present help in times of trouble. He is our refuge and our strength. 1 John 4 verse 18 in the NIV, there is no fear in love. So just take that on board right now, is that if we truly love the Lord and if we truly trust him, we will not give place to fear. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. So again, it doesn't mean that at times you won't feel fear or that you won't be tempted to be afraid. But the Bible says perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. NLV, such love has no fear, because perfect love expels all fear. If we are afraid, it is for fear of punishment. And this shows us that we have not fully experienced his perfect love. So the NIV says perfect love drives out fear. And the New Living Version, perfect love expels all fear. You see, there is no fear in God's presence, only perfect love. And this is why when we come into God's presence, fear loses its grip on us. This is the good news for a generation that struggles with fear, anxiety, and depression. For the answer is always found in his presence. And this is the beautiful thing. Just as it says in the book of Psalms, as the deer pants for the water, so longs my soul for you, O Lord. This is what we need to understand. The deer pants for the water because it's being pursued by a predator. And the deer instinctively knows that if it can find the water, the enemy loses its scent. And in the same way, as children of God, we must understand, fear cannot follow you into his presence. And this is why, no matter what's going on or what's going wrong, make time to come into the presence of God today. And as you do so, the enemy loses your scent. The enemy has to back off, because fear cannot follow you into the presence of the Lord God Almighty. And so today, as I finish, I just want to pray for you. Maybe you're struggling with discouragement, or maybe you're under attack, or maybe you feel like the enemy is on your heels. I just pray, Father, for my brother or sister today that's listening, that you would encourage them, that you would let them know they're not alone, that you're with them, your hand is on them, and the good work you've begun in them, you're going to complete till you're coming in glory. And even if they don't have the answer right now, Lord, the answer's on its way. The breakthrough's on its way. In Jesus' name, because you love them, you're with them, and you promised you'd never leave them or forsake them. And so, Lord, we look to you. You are our Emmanuel, God with us. And we thank you for the privilege of being able to come into your presence. In Jesus' name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland as we continue our series on In His Presence. Shalom.